From Heaven with Love. A condensation of the desire of ages. This condensation is not a paraphrase. The author's own words are retained throughout, except when it has been necessary to substitute a proper noun for a pronoun to avoid confusion, to change a verb tense to maintain meaning and continuity, or to supply a word or phrase to make a sentence read more smoothly. Why you should read this book. In the heart of all people is an inexpressible longing for something they do not naturally possess. This longing, implanted by a merciful God, has been perverted by Satan. He makes people believe that this deep hunger may be satisfied by pleasure, wealth, ease, fame, or power. But those who have been thus deceived by him find that all these things leave the soul unsatisfied. God designs, however, that this longing shall lead to the one who alone is able to satisfy it. The desire is of him that it may lead to him, the fullness and fulfillment of that desire. That fullness is found in Jesus Christ, the Son of the eternal God. Haggai calls him the desire of all nations, and we may well call him the desire of all ages, God's Son, sent from heaven with love. This book sets forth Jesus Christ as the one in whom the deep yearnings of every heart may be satisfied. It is not, however, the purpose of this work to provide a harmony of the Gospels, or to set forth in strictly chronological order the important events and wonderful lessons of the life of Christ. Its purpose is to present the love of God as revealed in his Son, the divine beauty of the life of Christ. In the following pages, the author opens before the reader undreamed of riches from the life of Jesus. New and glorious light flashes forth from many familiar passages of Scripture. Jesus Christ is revealed as the fullness of the Godhead, the infinitely merciful Savior of sinners, the Son of righteousness, the merciful High Priest, mankind's compelling example, the healer of all human maladies and diseases, the tender, compassionate friend, the Prince of Peace, the coming King, the culmination and fruition of the desires and hopes of all the ages. We send forth this book with the prayer that the Holy Spirit will make its words, words of life, to millions whose longings and desires are yet unsatisfied. The Publishers.